make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became a Jew in order to win Jews. And to those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. And to those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. And to the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. Our third reading, Mark chapter 1, 29 through 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. And that evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and he went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. And when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." And he answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of God for the people of God. That's a lot. So before I start, you have a homework assignment. And that is to go home and watch Brené Brown, so it's like Renee but with a B, Brené Brown, her sermon on January 21st at the Washington National Cathedral. So if you put Brené Brown, Washington National Cathedral, and hit videos, you will see be able to watch her sermon. Ignore the nice, kind people walking down the center aisle as they spread a banquet out onto this beautiful communion table. Thank you. Thank you so much. And he wasn't what the Greco-Roman world was used to when they thought of a great leader. Greco-Roman cities valued the way leaders looked, how they spoke, where they were schooled, how much money they had, the connections they held. And the city of Corinth was no exception. And Paul didn't live up to any of those standards. And yet he did quite well there, managing to bring a very diverse group of people together, Jews, Gentiles, pagans, extremely rich, extremely poor, married, unmarried, all into people's homes, and people brought together to navigate relationship. Relationship to one another, relationship to Christ and to God, and the Corinthians were failing at it. So much so that Paul's letter to the Corinthians is so long and his whole passages are addressing a different kind of problem. Food practices, marriage practices, festivals, idols, competition, boasting for status and influence, just to name a few. And people were taking sides and they were dividing themselves into groups. And Paul saw the writing on the wall. And in the passage that you heard this morning, Paul seems to be saying, here's what I do. Maybe if I tell you what I do, then you all can understand more of what I'm asking you to do. And the first part boils down to this, that what we do, we love and serve Christ free of charge with no expectation of anything in return, except that in the doing itself, it will bring its own reward. And that sounds so simple, and it's incredibly difficult to put into practice. And then he goes on to say, "For though I am free with respect to all, I've made myself a slave to all so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became a Jew in order to win Jews." And then he goes down the list. "Those under the law, I became as one under the law. To those outside of the law, I became as one outside of the law. For the weak, I became weak that I might win the weak. I've become all things to all people." This is the original how to win friends and influence people. And so for fun, I went and looked up this book published, I think, in 1937 by Dale Carnegie. It has a lot of good advice, including these fundamental techniques in handling people. One, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Two, give honest and sincere appreciation. And three, arouse in the other person an eager want. Paul could have written that, except that his motivation is not really to win friends. And the last line of the passage you heard reveals his motivation, his good intentions. "I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings." And I get that. And I know that you do too, and maybe not every day. But maybe that's why we come here each Sunday, to practice here what we are called to do out there. During the ordination process to become a minister of word and sacrament, candidates are examined on the floor of the presbytery, and they're asked theological questions based on their statement of faith. And somewhere in that process, I described Sunday as simply being the best day of the week, which I'm happy to report that after 14 years of working on Sundays, I can still say that. And someone asked me why. And I said, it's because I lose myself that day. That whatever I carry, whatever my concerns or my ego, whatever it is, falls away as I give myself over to the work, over to others, over to children at that time, to their parents, to visitors, to delivering the gospel through the eyes of children, to worship, to the day that asks me to put aside myself for the sake of Christ and others. And in doing that, I lose myself and find a new version of myself, which is a gift and it's a blessing, but it's not the motivation. It's not the good intention, because if the intention were to feel good, it just wouldn't work. The intention is to share God's love and to show up for God by emptying ourselves for the sake of others. That's a practice, which means I don't always get it right. But the feeling was and continues to be a huge part of what called me into ministry, and so I share that with you because I connect with what Paul's doing here in this scripture. It's a wonderful paradox. It lives at the core of our faith. In giving, we receive. And Paul did it free of charge. Paul didn't live in Marin County with two kids in college. But what Paul is teaching is a practice. It's a way of being that I think many actors begin quite young, as far back as I can remember. I've always looked at people with a great deal of curiosity, and I've tried to match them. I've tried to crawl into their skin, to try them on for size, try to sound like them, like what they like, to imagine walking in their shoes. I'm sure this is why acting felt so right. I could do this Not only with the people I met, but I could embody whole characters I would portray on stage. And it was so freeing because I could forget myself in it. By accessing parts of myself I didn't even know were in there. And the byproduct is growth and change and self-discovery and some applause, which I'm not going to lie, feels pretty good, but it was never my motivation. And as a young kid, I couldn't possibly know what my motivation was. But in looking back, I know now that it was simply to connect. I craved connection, whether first with the trees that I named in my front yard, and later with people. And today, I understand that connection as God. Connection between us, the Holy Spirit, the Christ in me connecting with the Christ in you. And so the first question I have for all of us in this community that is church is this: are we reacting to one another here and in the world as though Christ lives in each person? And we, like Paul, are we trying to become all things to all people, not to please them, not even to win them over, as Paul describes, but as a way to serve Jesus Christ? Because that, at the end of the day, is our motivation and our intention. To serve Christ. To love one another. To love our neighbors, which means not just the ones we like, but loving the people we place on the other side of the fence. I was an actor. I loved playing the villain. And the first thing you do when you play a villain is to find their humanity. You find where their vulnerability lies, where they are likable, and to understand them so that you can play them not as a two-dimensional caricature, but as a human being with a past. To meet people where they are, by being attentive to them, to listen with curiosity, to understand what it might be like to be them in their struggle, even if you are sure they're wrong about everything. And this is one way to understand what it means to serve, to approach all people by searching for where Christ lives in them, and to understand them, and in doing so, trying on what it must be like to be them. It doesn't mean you'll want to go to dinner with them, but it means you can imagine breaking bread with them, and for a moment, connecting with them. There's a wonderful, wonderful story about a group of Christian monks who have been quarreling among themselves at the monastery, so much so that the whole order began to diminish as more and more left the monastery, until one day a well-known wisdom teacher came and told them that it had been revealed to him that Christ had returned and was now living among them, only he was disguised as one of them. And the monks' lives changed as each began searching the faces of the others, looking for signs of Christ among them. Could it be Brother Peter, for he works so hard in the garden? Or maybe it's Brother Thomas, for he loves children. And over time, day by day, the monastery began to flourish as more and more joined their order. And in Mark's gospel, Jesus is at the home of Brother Simon, and his mother-in-law is sick, and Jesus heals and restores her in her home, and immediately she serves. And she serves because that's what one does, anyone does, when they're restored to wholeness. We serve. We serve Christ directly when we serve others, and that's the only motivation we should ever need. A God in Christ who has the ability to restore us again and again and to bring us back into wholeness so that we might serve up love. And after the healing, Jesus goes off to pray and is called upon by the disciples to come back. Come back to the house. Jesus, come back. But Jesus says, no. No, let us go out into the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. Out into the world to meet people where they are, to spread the good word like a banquet for people to feast on, to serve where they live, where they worship, where they work, where they are. Now, we serve as a church, but we have room to expand in this way, to take our service out into the community and meet people where they are in their neighborhoods, to walk with them, to be with them, to serve them where they are. How might we do that better? We can also serve in our daily interactions with the people who serve us, ones we forget to see, people who pick up our trash, the ones who ring up our groceries, to look them in the eye, to meet them where they are and thank them. And we can serve one another as a community here through our interactions in committee meetings, in emails. Have you asked what makes the person across the pew the way they are? Can you lose any self-righteousness you might feel when you feel you've been wronged by another by looking for the Christ who lives in them? And we can serve our country by recognizing that God's love spreads out across the table so wide that there is no longer Jew or Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, Simon's mother-in-law serves those in her home, and some call her the gospel's first deacon. And Jesus will do the same at the Last Supper, and we will share in a few moments the same body of Christ, the same life-giving blood here with one another, not just for this hour, but as a way of life, because that is our intention, to share the gospel here and out there, to serve Jesus Christ, one person at a time, meeting them where they are. Amen.